Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I am delighted to be here with Alma Aniles Morales. Alma, how's it going?
Hey, everything's good.
So we had you on KXCI probably a year ago, and you talked about your master's project. What has happened between then and now?
When I had my first interview, we were barely putting together the project for my master's thesis. So since then, we have collected the environmental soil samples, analyzed them, and concluded our project with the Cochise County Health and Social Services, which was assessing the risk of infection for children who attended a local elementary school. We wanted to see what could be their risk from local sewage overflows that the community was experiencing at the end of 2018.
So you did that research, and then what happened?
Got my master's, and then with your support, I decided that it was a good idea to continue on to the PhD program. So here I am.
Very excited about this. Sigale. Sorry to interrupt you. Yep.
No, well, I am very excited to continue this with the Superfund research program. And the expected project that I am working on is conducting a community resilience and vulnerability indices for the whole state of Arizona. We are going to use databases that have been generated by different government agencies or monitoring efforts. But what's really cool about this project is that we're also going to incorporate data that has been collected by members in their own communities through different citizen science projects that they have participated in through our lab. So I think that's really cool because it's going to give us some really site-specific data on the concentrations of different metalloids in their soil, in their plants, and dust. So we hope with these indices that communities can ask important questions that are relevant to their community and try to find ways on how to become more resilient.
Yeah, so I think that Alma is an outstanding student in that they completed the master's project looking at a very site-specific exposure situation. And then now, you know, in the knowledge that they've generated and created, they're now working with a much larger data set. The idea behind these indices is to be able to understand vulnerability, but also resiliency. So why is resiliency so important?
Yeah, resiliency is super important because it allows communities to be able to bounce back from any external impact. So for example, right now, right, we had this unexpected COVID-19 pandemic that has affected all of us. And communities that have greater resiliency will be better equipped to adapt to these circumstances and come out of this even perhaps stronger than they were before.
Typically, research has focused on the vulnerability. It's important to capture the resiliency. So what do you hope to accomplish with your PhD program, and what do you want to do next?
That kind of changes as every year goes by, because being in these really cool programs, you meet people that do all sorts of work in very creative ways. I used to think that I was going to graduate and go work for the government, but now I'm really starting to consider other venues where I could collaborate with many agencies and contribute to improving the environmental quality and environmental health quality of communities along the U.S.-Mexico border, whether that is in a government setting or a think tank or a nonprofit.
And so one of the things that's important, because you're on KXCI, is to know what kind of music you're listening to.
Well, right now, I just finished the Selena series on Netflix.
Oh my God, I'm watching it. I just finished it last night.
Reliving memories.
Awesome. Right on. Well, it is an honor to work with you and be your advisor. And so thank you so much for being on KXCI Thesis Thursdays.
Thank you.
This week's episode of Thesis Thursday was recorded both in English and in Spanish. To hear the Spanish episode, just stay tuned to 91.3 FM KXCI today, as we're going to be playing both episodes throughout the day. If you want to hear it right now, you can head on over to kxci.org and check out Thesis Thursdays in Español under Programs. Thanks for tuning in.